Okay, Football Africa, another episode 9 we don't end up with here. So this one will come for you from the Republicans. My name is Nasawadinho, and of course, Timmy Day here with me to bring you another Ogbonge episode for Football Africa. And there will be only us day for this episode. We get two big fish.
Fishes.
Two big fishes.
Yes. Because now plural times plural.
Yeah, plural times plural.
Fishes.
Yes.
Now we are big men. This.
We get our Egbon, senior man for Nigerian football himself. And in fact, when he talked to us, he will know how far. We get Calvin Onwuka Emeka with it. Join us all the way from in base, it join us online. At the caller, Didi, I salute you. Welcome to Football Africa today.
Thank you, sir. I salute you in the back. I know you listen to Pidgin, what they do. Hey,
well, Didi, anyone we want to talk, you go talk. Whether not Pidgin or
the spirit
English,
leads.
As the spirit leads, that's the spirit talk. Leads.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no, well, and we also get a medical doctor where they join us today, because one of the matters we will talk about now something we consign heart-related diseases. We get Dr. Kola where they join us today. Doc, I salute you.
You're welcome, please.
Okay, of course, you don't see our two guests, and of course, Timmy Tanda here as usual, normal level.
Nah, I'll be steady chair with the always.
It'll be furniture.
Okay, inside the sitting room.
Today for Football Africa, waiting happened during the week. It shocked African continent. One African player, Nwepu, we just hear say at the age of 24, in career don't end as I could say, and on the forced to retire from football just when the guy just they're about to live in dream in second season with Brighton, to me, yeah. After he joined them from Salzburg, after he don't finally make that breakthrough from Africa,
yeah,
move go Europe, can join Salzburg and then come Brighton just in second in goal last year. And I end them vote as Brighton goal of the season when he scored against Liverpool. And Arsenal, no go forget that, because he scored one, assist one for that game against Arsenal, where they beat Arsenal 2-1. Mm. Just when the bros be like, say, he done the living dream. Nwepu, we hear say, making stop football because of hereditary heart condition.
Yeah, and the funny thing, I say, now when he fly come Africa, he catch sickness.
Yeah.
You understand? Now when he won't come fly, go back. Now they can't detect, say, this guy, you get this disease.
Yeah.
But the painful thing for me, for Nwepu, and the fact, say, this na player, be say, at this point in time, now in career, don't they rise.
Yeah.
If you don't, they step up. Because if you remember very well, him and Patson Daka, two of them been played their cadets competition.
Mm.
Two of them, when they even come Premier League, they can't be like shining lights for Zambian football.
Yeah.
So for him to can't get this kind of condition at this point in time, a very heartbreaking issue for me.
Mm.
But then, you look the diagnosis, more or less, yeah. Oyibo, I speak there. We then give him based on, say, the heart condition, no, if he make play football again.
Yeah.
You look him and you can't weigh him with what we see with Christian Eriksen,
yeah,
for the Nations Cup, what happened for Europe.
Yeah.
Christian Eriksen still feel play football.
Yeah.
Daley Blind still feel play football. You understand?
Yeah.
So you begin to wonder why he say he no go fit find that option of trying to play football. And me, I would like to hear from the doctor too, though.
Yeah.
You understand? But the Coco, why no, na say, or why for like to understand now,
yeah,
why be say as African players it is very difficult, most of them,
yeah,
from the Marc Vivien Foe,
yeah,
we get Cheikh Tiote, we get so many of Africans, we say don't suffer cardiac, even our own
Kanuwanko,
but your own, he still survive,
yeah.
We remember also Okwaraji,
yes,
now heart condition too,
yeah.
So why be say it always occur for African players, it is more paramount for African players. I begin to wonder.
That's why we bring Doc come the show this morning. May Doc tell us more about these heart-related problems for footballers. I don't know, Doc, what, you did hear, you did hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, Doc, we don't call your domot. This one, your domot, nine with this. So, Abeg, tell us. This heart-related issue. In fact, when I've been to talk to you for phone, you just call the player name. I never even call his name. You don't call whether I'm Nwepu Mata or talk. I say yes. So I believe say you don't read about this in Nwepu Mata. We hear say it is hereditary. First of all, make we start from there. How person they take inherit this kind of heart problem? I beg.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Sawadinho. Mm-hmm. And sorry, I go speak pidgin small. I go speak English small. And if I feel speak any word,
mix them, no wahala, mix them.
I go speak them, join them. All right. So yeah. The question is, why is it? How they get them, or how did they get it, or how did you make the question out, please? I want to rephrase the question, please.
The question is this. First off, they said Nwepu's heart issue is hereditary.
So he collected them from his papa and his mama.
So probably he collected from his parents or somebody. So how can a heart problem be hereditary? How do they take it? I mean, how does it pass from generation to generation?
Yeah, thank you, sir. And you, okay, when they said it's hereditary, of course, it is passed from generation to generation. And don't forget that it's a congenital thing. What I mean by congenital is being formed abnormally during birth. Only God knows how it comes about. But congenital is an abnormality of the heart to form properly during forming or during birth, before birth. So when that thing occurs, in the first 6 to 8 years or 10 years of life, they might not detect it. All right?
Mm.
So when vigorous exercise, strenuous exercise comes into play, then they begin to wonder, why is they feel weak like this? Why are you getting weaker? Mm. Why are you getting weak? You feel dizzy and all that. So they need to check. But my own problem is, before moving to a Premier League club, they have a medical team. They run a lot of checks. Why haven't they detected this? Why not now? Mm. I remember that it occurs when Kanu had a hole in the heart and they detected it later. Well, it can happen. Sometimes those congenital abnormalities comes up when there are no signs or symptoms to pick up from. All right? Mm. So it depends on also age. When the age is getting to 30, you see some changes of those congenital things coming into play. And most times, you just feel like you feel dizzy, you feel weak, you cannot grasp more air into your system or lungs. Then they begin to wonder, what's going on with this guy? So they start to check again and recheck and recheck. Those are the things. In congenital, it comes slowly and aggravated with age. So most times, they will tell the patient, Baba, you need to stop this your strenuous activities so that you can manage your heart concurrently. But for Ericsson own is heart attack. It's not hereditary, it's not congenital in Ericsson. All right. Okay. It's heart attack. And heart attack can occur in any goddamn person, anybody whatsoever. Heart attack, you might be sitting down now, and luckily somebody walks in and he fell on the floor. It can be an heart attack. It can come up to anybody, all right? So anything on is just heart attack, which they find out. And it can be due to the same similar signs and symptoms that the congenital one is having, all right? But the way they manage the heart attack is more different. First of all, they use all those defibrillator to manage it. If it doesn't work out like that, then they can put a fitted, they call something ICD. That's implantable defibrillator, cardiovascular defibrillator. Yeah. They put it into the heart. That's what everything is using. They put it into the heart to start functioning, and they reassess him. But to be sure, everything might not live up to 4 years. They will tell him to stop football later. All right? But I see 75 years old, 85 years old, using that planted cardiovascular defibrillator in the heart, and they jog, they move about, they run. Yes, 70, over 440 athletes in US have been using that. All right? So that's the difference. Okay. But my own problem is, why is African as a whole stop playing their activities? And the Oyibos will still continue.
Now, waiting, I want to ask you that's the question, Doc. That's the question I want to ask you. If Eriksen is still playing with that implantable defibrillator, ICD, as we call them, Daley Blind is still playing with it. And you just tell us now, say, so many athletes are still functioning with it. Why Nwepu did they tell him making retire at 24? You tell us, say, Eriksen get like 4 years to play before the hospital and say, okay, you don't do. So why we no fit use ICD for Nwepu, make him play? At least if he play for 4 years, we understand. So, okay, he don't try. Why? Why we no fit use ICD for Nwepu? Would they use him for Eriksen and Daley Blind? Did they use him?
All right. Like I said, Nwepu na congenital.
Okay.
Number one, in congenital, which is hereditary, they need to remove the old heart, which translates to heart transplant.
Wow. Just
yes.
Wow.
Number two, the fibrillator, which is the implant, cannot work on congenital because it's congenital. So wow, they have to change the heart in order to facilitate that. Thirdly, a good cardio surgeon can still put the implant, but it will be so risky. He might lose the patient. So if they do all that aspect, when it comes to congenital, is either they sign a consent form with the patient or the family that, oh, this is a, these are the options. If you agree, fine. And it's 50-50. If you agree, you can go ahead. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe Wopsu says, they can't go along with this. If it is 50-50. Let me just manage my life with little condition. I can still be at home and be free. I'm still young. Sure, you understand?
Yeah.
Yes. That's the main difference. Congenital heart, they have to remove the heart as a whole. They bring it out, fix another heart transplant, and maximize it to function for the guy in congenital. In heart attack, which Eriksen or whatever the other sportsman got, is an heart attack. Heart attack is to facilitate the electric activities of the heart and then implant this thing and make it function. Not that they can't do it in congenital, but it's a 50-50 chance, no doubt. They will tell you, okay, this is how it goes. If you can manage it, if you can, if you have the money, we can do an heart surgery for you. We'll remove the heart, congenital heart. We'll transplant it with another one. We give you some other things to do. We monitor you for like a month and 2 months. You'll be on your track. But it's 50-50. We might lose you. We might not lose you. The heart might not be functionable with your system. It might be functionable with your system. They might have given a lot of reasons before they can conclude that. So that's more reason.
Wow, Doc. I don't think, say, I won't stretch you further because with this one, we don't explain now. Just imagine, say, then go collect heart, we no come match with your own system. Then they can't go, they force them to use that one. If you just go lose the guy. Doc, so from everything we don't talk now, is it safe for me to conclude that you are totally in support of the decision to advise him to retire at 24?
What I will advise is, I won't totally advise him to retire at 24, but he can be part of the sport team, a crew.
From playing actively. Playing actively, don't go now.
Yes, for playing actively, I will advise him to stop.
Yeah.
The reason is because congenital heart disease can shut. Even sitting down in your sitting room, congenital heart problem can stop on its own, and that's it.
Wow.
So, except if you can do a heart surgery or put something, defibrillator, to assist him. So, they want him to manage the heart in a slow way instead of stressing the heart. That's the more reason they said he should stop.
Wow.
So, that's the reason. I will advise him to stop, yes, in order to have a long life. The guy is too young. I miss him too. I love him. I love his activities while playing, but I don't know. It is what it is, anyway.
It is what it is. Doctor, we just want to say thank you very much because I know, say, even before you talked to me, you had people to attend to and we have people to go back to attend to. Thank you. Say, you allow us, still this your time, to join us this morning.
No problem. Anytime you can call me, I would like to join you in Wasobia.
Oshé?
Oshé, no wala, Doc. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So we don't hear from the doc himself, Dr. Kola, from Clover Hospital. We don't tell us the difference between Eriksen, their situation, Daley Blind, their situation, and Nwepu situation. Make we go over to Calvin Onwuka, we still there on standby, to tell us what you think about Nwepu career, because Calvin Onwuka, they based in the UK, they follow the Premier League very well, and I did very sure say this one no go sweet and for body sake of say another young African footballer, they forced to say goodbye to football at a very young age of 24. Dede, I don't know whether you hear me, whether you still there.
I did hear you. I listened to the doctor. And it was very, I'm trying to find the right word. Just listening to him, I learned a lot more than I thought that I had before. It's very sad. In fact, I remember just opening Twitter right yesterday, and I saw this, was it yesterday or was it Monday? This news on Mwepu. The first thing that struck me was, see, I don't know. Many people do not know this. I when a player stops playing football, I always have this personal feeling about it. I remember when I sat in front of the doctor in that was that hospital. The hospital was near Bariga. Yes, I was that time I was still in New York, and I went to the hospital. I used to have recurring shoulder dislocation. So yeah. It was happening a lot. And the school sent me, you know, like sent me to have the shoulder check. So this doctor looked at me. He used to play football while he was in Medilag at the time, when he was younger. He used to play, he said he was in the same team with Aduki and Mesimeka all that way back. So he said to me that unfortunately, except I go abroad to have surgery, that my shoulder will continue to dislocate. That he just going to break it down to me that I have to stop playing. That was just how he said it. So when I heard this, the first thing I thought to myself was, how did Enoch process this information first? How did he process it? Because anybody who's played football, anybody who's played elite sport, anybody who's played sport to a certain level, one of the most painful things to hear when you are young is to hear that you can't do anymore. It is
very heartbreaking.
There's nothing, calling it heartbreaking does not even explain it well. It's something that for some people, it just life might not even be worth living, because that's how you'd be thinking. That what am I living for? If that thing that I enjoy doing the most, all of a sudden, I can't do it again. So that's when I heard that. That's when I was thinking about Enoch. How is he processing it? So fortunately, he will have a family around him and all of that. And I hope he has the kind of support where he does not fall into depression. Because, because footballers will always tell you that the feeling you get playing the sport, and it is true, ask every elite sports person, the feeling you get playing the sport, the feeling you get from being involved in the sport, is nothing on the face of this earth that compares to it. Nothing. Therefore, when you then hear that you can't do it anymore, it's very easy to fall into depression. So I hope he has people around him who would be able to support him and get him through this. The first few months are really bad. Really bad. Especially when your mates are going for training, your mates are going to do what you do normally, and all of that. They're really, really. If it was a cruciate ligament injury, if it was one of them injuries where you go for surgery, then you go for rehabilitation, And then they are giving you, they'll say to you, you've got 3 months, you've got 9 months, you've got a year. Mm-hmm. So it means that there are things you have looking forward to. So that will continue to propel you to do the stuff that you do. But once they just told you, boom, that's it, you're done. You're not training again. It's very difficult to deal with. But I hope he handles it properly.
Okay. We don't hear from Calvin. We don't hear from Doc. Timmy.
Yeah.
This guy just married last year, January last year. Then his wife graduated September last year. Young girl, very young girl as well. You know, I mean, he just celebrate and all of that. Even if you read in messages, in letter, when you write both to the Zambia Federation and one when you write to Brighton, you go see, it is all pain. And just like Calvin don't talk, see, he no as he wanted. Because Calvin himself, when they play football, yeah, like in there at that point when you supposed to go pro, yeah, you know, before they tell and say in shoulder, you know, no if you continue. And now, in they say, the first thing we come in mind now, how this guy, the processor, which UTC they go through this guy mind right now?
So you go very difficult. Like I talk when we start, say, in career don't mean they rise.
Yeah.
Now this point in career, they rise. And you know, the most painful thing now, when you constantly see your teammates, them, they play football. When we say teammates, them, when we say normally, you always play football with them. You understand? So, it would be very hard to process. And for me, I feel saying at this kind of time now, people will love them.
Yeah.
The Federation of Zambia.
Yeah.
Even the Premier League too, they organize them. They need to rally around this guy.
Even Brighton, sir.
Exactly. Brighton too. Because Brighton itself don't come out to contact, so they will support them in every way they fit support them. Because at this point in time, now that's one way they call mental health.
Yes.
Can't come into play. Whereby your mental health, you know, comfy day in a place again. Because we know waiting playing football at the highest level be.
Yeah.
And play for Premier League. Nobody just one small club.
And we never even talk about the money.
You understand? So in all of this, in as much as say Mwepu go they feel this pain, I go still suggest say, or I go still talk say, make him look him on the brighter side.
Yeah.
Say at least then discover this one early.
Yeah.
Because we don't see players we say now top field.
And then go. Yeah.
So I feel say the joy for me now the fact say then discover this one early and instill we get the chance to do other things. If he be coach.
Like doctor talk.
You understand? If he be coach, if he be anything we want be for inside sporting world. And if he even using your own experience, can't take the teach people on what health and heart diseases and all stuff about. Matters about. We don't see Kanu take up your own as initiative, as charity.
Yeah.
When Kanu get that issue with heart disease, he can't use them as charity.
Turn on to Kanu Heart Foundation.
You understand? So, positives still feel come out from waiting and waiting they pass through. So may not look and say all hope is lost. Everything is lost in life. May just believe say he can still pick up something from this good career. And so the sweet thing for me now say the boy don't make name.
Yeah.
Because from the like he take right for in Twitter page, he they talk and say now person where they don't even recognize. In town not be one of the towns where they don't recognize.
Chembisa.
You understand? So now everybody go want know which town be that place.
Yeah.
Everybody don't know, say, this town, now from where Mwepu, the great footballer we get. So men believe, say, don't do something good. Yeah. Where we say, go make the whole world now say they talk about them and also in country.
Oh, well, this one, our message to Mwepu, the one where they call computer, a.k.a. computer. Nobody the end of the world. I mean, we thank God, say, at least you give us something to cheer about, you know, from the goal we score against Liverpool with a vote goal of the season for Brighton, and the goal we score against Arsenal, and the assist we score, even if Arsenal fans see the verse for you, Sha. Now you make the Nogo Champions League, you know, but, I mean, we love you, we support you, and we wish you the very best for every decision. I like what he put out for Twitter yesterday, and say, it never day over for Ram until God say it on day over. All right, so now here we'll go take say bye bye for Footballer Freak today, but not forget say we still get +234 and +234 we're gonna look at the Nigerian teams way day for continent their first leg matches where they play and then whether they go fit hang on. So for this juncture here, now we'll first say thank you to Doc. We don't talk to us about the Mwepu matter. We don't give us some kind things we don't know about them. And for Calvin, Ingo still there with us because he get a lot to talk about the Nigerian football, Nigerian club football as he did now, as against the yesteryears back in the day, waiting make, if like say our football years ago like this, and what we feel do to make our football come back up like this, our club football. This, now football a freak. Yes, now the Republicans, Sawadino and Timmy, now they bring you this one.
Football Republic.